Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You worry about Devil's Night?
Not anymore. No, I think, and I don't think I've ever had an issue in my my neighborhood.
Were you one of those? Were you a Devil's Night troublemaker?
No. No, I wasn't.
I find that hard to believe.
I know.
It seems like it'd be on brand for you.
I'll be honest with you.
Teenager. I know you will.
I've got, there's some checkered things in my past that I'm not all that proud of. I didn't, because Devil's Night, I was always disappointed with Devil's Night. That, honestly, as a kid, like, you see a city burning, and, you know, those were all these stories that were on the news back then in the 80s were, you know, fires in Detroit. And I'm like, why? Why are they just burning? Why are they burning all these vacant buildings? And, you know, it's dangerous and everything else. And it's awful. And I'm not a fan of fire to begin with. And that's what I always associate Devil's Night with, was the fires that would happen downtown. And I'm so glad that there were initiatives put in place, people protecting the city, and the fires would be reduced significantly. But now, because of Ring cameras and other security cameras and other technology, I feel that a lot of that stuff is eliminated. And I think it's great in a way. And also, in a very small way, I think it's a little sad for like the silly pranks that could be played as a kid, like ding dong ditching.
Or TPing somebody's house.
Yeah, those are silly pranks, right? But you can't do that anymore.
So,
because of the cameras will catch you.
We might not be home tomorrow night, so there might be a bowl left.
Good luck with that.
But we have cameras.
Uh-huh.
And when you walk up at night, the camera goes on. You'd like the light lights up. So I'm just intrigued as a little psychological experiment, an ethics experiment with kids. If we write take one or take two or whatever, and leave a bowl out there, and they walk up and the camera goes on to the kids.
Do you have the ability to talk to them?
Actually, we do.
Would you do that? Use that and say, hey, only one.
No, I don't want to be like that grumpy old man house or whatever, that, you know, the kids.
Yeah,
that's where that guy is.
Within three visits, the candy's gone.
Yeah, probably will be.
But you know, a lot of kids wear masks, right?
That's true.
True. I mean.
Yeah, but they still have the ethical question.
Yes, my kids talk about it often in my household.
Talk about what?
Ethical questions. No, they're like, give me candy.
Okay, so if your kids walked up and saw something that said take one, you think they just empty the
No,
the
my kids would just take one. My kids are very just passive and honest like
they
that.
They have ethics.
Yeah. Well, no, they don't know what ethics is. They're just them.
You're going with your kids.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing. So, what you got to watch out for are the 13-year-olds that aren't going out with their parents that are just going to, you know, go trick or treating with their friends.
Yep.
And they'll look both ways and then, you know, steal the candy. Not steal it, but take more than they're supposed to.
Yeah. Well, anyway, everybody behave themselves.
Yeah, please do.
Yep.
Please do. But I have to believe that all this technology has really curtailed that kind of activity, and I think that's great.
Probably has, yeah. Big Brother is watching. We actually, I mean, it wasn't how the book read that day was going to happen, but really, you can't get away with anything anymore. Although, we're always on camera everywhere.
People are so paranoid of answering the doorbell these days. Does that play any role? Like, are more people putting just the bowl of candy out there or finding ways that...
No, we'll go to the door. I mean, I can't speak for everybody, I guess, but we'll go to the door. My wife loves the costumes.
Yeah, I always answer the door if it rings.
Didn't you have, like, some years you've had none and other years you've had a bunch?
Yeah, it's always hit or miss. Yeah. No matter where I've lived, it's been hit or miss with the candy.
Let's get back to your phone calls. We got a Mike and a Sal here on 97.1. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I just wanted to speak to the last caller that he said he has no problem watching Branch or Laporta walk. I'm sorry. Those are culture guys. And for those that are real Detroit Lions fans, not just a three-year bandwagon, I remember when we didn't have culture. Yes, they are very talented. And don't assume you can just find these guys in the draft, because you can't. How many times have we missed on the cornerback in the secondary, the first rounder? We got a long history of that.
Well, but if you're gonna ridicule the caller, which I have no issue with, but you also then say we have a long history of blowing the draft. Not with Brad Holmes, we don't.
True.
That long history isn't relevant.
That's actually a very good point. But I'm not giving up my culture, guys. I'm just not. BB is a staple. And Brad, I trust. I would love this. I would love to see a move made in the secondary, but. Whatever Brad does, I'm good with.
Yeah, our man put together this massive project of that it isn't even worth going down the road of, okay, if you're not signing these guys, who are you adding? And then you go, who are you replacing them with the draft? I mean, it's all so unpredictable that it was like, all right, I don't want to take on this project of trying to predict and building the roster out from here. But, you know, he does do well in the draft. He can replace expensive players with cheaper ones. We've never had a GM this good.
No.
If he decides there's no trades worth making, I'm okay. I'll Brad bought it all the way home. Good for you. You do you, Brad. I totally want to see this experiment and how it plays itself out over the next 5-10 years.
I think if there weren't so many players look like they're on their way back from injuries and injury issues, I think we might have a different tone about this. But because it does seem like a lot of guys are coming back, and they were, you know, 4-2 without Aleem McNeil. You know, now they've got him back. Now they're 5-2. It's such a huge piece to that defense that they didn't have to start the season. And I like it.
There's operating smartly, and then there's operating with desperation. They have no need to be desperate or act desperate.
A lot of fans just like activity, guys. You know what I mean? Whether it's the draft, right? Did we talk about the draft ever before? We were doing mock drafts in December, right? And then free agency and trades, people like that stuff. What fan base do you think was happier at the moment? The Cowboys fans when they drafted an All-Pro and Micah Parsons, or the Packers fans when they acquired an All-Pro Micah Parsons in a trade?
Which was more excited?
Yeah. It's a trick question because the answer is C. Drafting the guy and then re-signing him and extending him, which is what Brad Holmes just did with Aiden Hutchinson. And that to some people isn't exciting enough because they didn't make all these moves, but that's the goal. Don't you think Cowboys and Jerry Jones would have loved extending Parsons under a relatively good deal, right, for both parties?
Yep.
Well, that's what Brad Holmes does. I trust in him 100% what happens at the deadline.
Just something to keep in mind. The Athletic revisited 18 trades at last year's deadline, okay? And I'm not going to read the whole story, but they wrote, of the 18 trades, none delivered game-changing results. So, I mean, and Philly made no trades. So, now, that just because Philly didn't make trades doesn't mean... You don't have to, but it also means you're not doomed if Brad decides to hang on to his draft capital. 248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback. Dan Campbell, what two young players have stepped up the most and impressed you? Hear what he had to say coming up today at 1224 on 97.1 The Ticket. Let's get right back to your phone calls. Dave is next on 97.1. Hello, Dave.
Hi. Hey. I listen to you guys all the time. Long time listener.
Appreciate it.
I got a comment about your Doug leaving a bowl of candy out tomorrow for Halloween.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to empty the bowl of kale.
Great point.
Well, we don't do that. We actually get real candy, so we don't do that. You might suspect.
Do you got those fake Reese's things?
No.
The feces?
No, we don't.
Okay. Yeah, I just know you're a big kale guy. So
it's awesome. So yeah, but I don't give it away.
It's awesome. It's too good to give away, right, Doug?
That's right. Come on, man. I give it away. I give it away that gold.
No way.
Are you nuts?
Yeah. Jeez, man. He's the voice, but come on.
I hate it.
Ken in Detroit, you're next. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I got a comment about the guy who said that Brad Holmes is not going to make no big boy moves. I have just the opposite take on that. Me and my brother were discussing this yesterday, and we thought the timing of Hutchinson's contract was kind of peculiar, that he would complete that right before the trading deadline. So to me, we was thinking that the reason why they done it at the time that they did it is because they planned on trying to add somebody, and they wanted Hutchinson's contract to be complete before they attempted to do that. What y'all think about that?
So we talked about it yesterday. He's probably got a sense for, you know, now a greater sense for how much money he has now and how much money he has moving forward, what they have budgeted out for guys like Gibbs and Campbell and Laporta and Branch, whether or not they can afford them all, which I think they can, or they don't, or they decide that maybe they'll pass on a guy. I mean, the variable that he's probably looking at too is, all right, this coming draft, it's a good one for tight ends, or it's a good one for safeties. So maybe he will let one of those guys walk and start to replenish now. Maybe that's not the case. Maybe he goes and there's no tight ends or safeties in the next two drafts. I got to lock these guys up. So there's a lot of moving parts to know on, you know, what money is spent now and what money is spent in the future and where he might be able to save money. But these are all things that he's considering. Do I think they can make a big move? Sure, I think they could. It would have to be one of those trade deadline moves that, like, I think the best example ever was at Snacks Harrison for a six rounder. Is that what we talked about last?
Yeah.
Earlier this week?
Fifth rounder or six rounder, whatever it was.
Yep.
I think what the signing of Hutch does is it defines exactly how much money they have to spend, how much money they are into the cap. You don't get to take it with you next season. It's just for this year. And now they know exactly how much they have. And I think they're going to act accordingly. They're going to look, scour the NFL for players who would be welcome additions to this team and they can fit in for the rest of the season. Because there's no need to just hang on to $20 million of cap space. You don't get an award for that. And like I said, you don't get to carry it over next year. So if you legitimately have $20 million under the cap right now after the Hutch stuff, go spend it.
Isn't there some you carry over? Isn't there some formula you do carry some over?
Not if you're renting players.
No, but I think if you don't, you spend it all. I think you get to take some of it, but I'd have to go back and look. Let's see here. Just one more average defensive end for rotational purposes could put us over the hump. You need to get the top two edge rushers fresh in the fourth quarter. They can come in those crucial defensive possessions in the fourth and hold up the four fingers. Next one, the great thing about having a Meek is that nickel corners will be the easiest to trade for, and Robertson's ability to play really well outside when called upon, we can acquire a cheap nickel corner and move a Meek outside if needed. That's possible. That's a good point. Joe in Clawson, I'd love to see Tariq Woolen in a Lions uniform. He doesn't fit McDonald's system. I think Shep would find a role for him. Speaking of Shep, news today that LSU has not contacted him. If you're an LSU fan, you have a former player and a guy who I think was a GA at LSU, who is in his first year as an NFL defensive coordinator and has coached nine games as a defensive coordinator. Would that be a guy that would be at the top of your list?
No.
And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Kelvin Shepard as a candidate.
No, I think he'd be a great candidate, but I don't think he's at the top of LSU's list. LSU considers themselves to be one of the blue bloods, and I'm not going to argue with that. LSU can go out and spend as much money as they want. They feel like that's what they do. So I would imagine that he's nowhere near the top of that list. The top of that list is probably Lane Kiffin.
Yep.
For LSU or someone like that, someone that has a proven college coaching. Maybe they think they get Mike Elko away from Texas A&M. I mean, this is how they would think. Lure Nick Saban out of retirement, Urban Meyer out of retirement. That's how they're going to be thinking.
Yeah, right. But does Louisiana's governor have Calvin Shepard's number?
Yeah, well,
that's a great question.
This is a whole topic we may have to get into because the governor is telling LSU your athletic director will not hire the next coach.
So that Donald Trump would hire the next coach before the athletic director does. Which, if you're the athletic director, you're like, why am I here? This is my job. It's part of my job, and you're neutering me in public. Then buy me
that
out.
That whole thing's a mess.
It is a mess. It's LSU. Yeah. And it's the athletic director's mess.
I mean, he's responsible for some of the biggest buyouts in the history of college sports because he had Jimbo Fisher's buyout at Texas A&M, and now he's got Brian Kelly's buyout, meaning bad hires, and you had to fire them and pay them anyway. Whew. So they should just fire him is what they should do.
More bad money.
All right, we said we'd do this. Let's get to it. Dan Campbell on the morning show. How do you get better? They had the bye week, things they could focus on and how to improve. Here's what the Lions head coach said.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
So I think one area, third downs, they don't rate very high in the NFL in third downs. I think they're in the bottom third of the league. I always find third down conversion percentage to be a really interesting stat. They are 22nd in the NFL at 37.65. I find it to be an interesting stat because I think it's a direct reflection of the to go.
Yeah.
Right? Third and two is different than third and nine.
Right.
And so...
And also with the Lions... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just... I would like to see if they're the Lions... If I look at the Lions and their average third down and third down and three, or is it third down and eight? Because if it's third down and three and you haven't converted, you're probably doing something wrong on third down. If it's third down and eight, then it feels to me like your problem is first and second down.
But with the Lions, you also have to factor in it's a four down team.
That's true.
So third down isn't the same as it is for all the teams.
That's a valid point.
I mean, they look at third and six as sometimes it's the same as third and one. We're trying to pick up positive yards and consider going for it on fourth.
All right, next up, who's really taken a step forward this year? Which young players? Here's what Dan Campbell told our morning show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I remember when Derek Barnes signed that contract extension, some of the feedback we got was, why?
Yeah, I questioned it. I wasn't convinced that he was a guy that they should bring back. Albeit the contract looks very tame when you look at it now. Mm-hmm. 3 years, $24 million, and you're talking $8 million a year for a starting linebacker in the National Football League who's entering the prime years. That's pretty good. I think, but the reason you say that is because you couple that with the guy who's most productive is Alex Anzalone, you know, arguably with he and Jack Campbell, but Alex Anzalone, and Anzalone's making less. And you wanted to make sure that he was happy, and it hasn't been an issue. You know, they found a way to get him a little bit more money. It's not a ton more, but to Alex Anzalone's credit, he hasn't complained since the season began. He's just put his head down and played great football. Despite the fact that he's not the highest paid linebacker on the team.
Well, more from Dan Campbell. Also some breaking news from the world of college football coming up. That is straight ahead here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. All right, so I said there was some breaking news in college football. First, Central Michigan has been handed down some penalties from the NCAA for Connor Stallion's presence on their sidelines for a game against Michigan State. Agreed upon penalties, 2 years probation for CMU, which I don't, it says nothing about any postseason bans or anything like that. A $30,000 fine plus 1% of the football budget, and Jim McElwain is the name that most people know, gets a 2 year show cause and will have to sit out some games if he does come back at any point there. So that is that, and some other staffers got some show cause stuff. And now everybody is reporting something that was rumored. Matt Rhule gets a new contract at Nebraska. So this is, we talked about people playing defense.
So they're hoping that Penn State doesn't come calling.
Yeah.
So he gets an extension? Or they redo his contract?
They're extending him, it says here. Let's see if I can find any details. 2 year extension with Nebraska.
A 2 year extension. Okay.
Yep. So.
But I'm assuming he's already there for several more years, and it's 2 years in addition to that. Doesn't sound like it's a big thing to keep him away or keep other schools from knocking.
I mean, I would assume that that's the only reason Nebraska would do it.
I wouldn't knock that loud on his door anyway, would you?
Nope.
I mean, Nebraska, they've taken their chances, right? They've taken their shots with guys that were, you know, proven at other places, and they just haven't done it at Nebraska, which seems odd.
Yeah, look, I'm not...
Scott Frost was very good at Central Florida.
I'm not a huge Matt Rhule guy, but I try not, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm not burying him either. If I were a Nebraska fan, I'd probably be a little lukewarm towards him, but I'd also be growing awfully impatient if I were a Nebraska fan, because it feels like they've been spinning their wheels for a long time.
Well, but they have a 19, 20-year-old quarterback they're working with, a true sophomore that is supposed to be great, and he shows flashes. I just wish he weren't such a cosplayer. But
here's the other thing: if I were a Penn State fan, I'd be like, fine. Do you know who's become the favorite now to land the Penn State job?
No,
Louisville's Jeff Brohm.
What?
Yep. Followed by Brian. This Brett McMurphy has this. Jeff Brohm is the new favorite at 40%. Penn State's to be Penn State's next coach. This is, he's citing Calshy, which is some sort of trading site. Ohio State's Brian Hartline, 29%. Missouri's Eli Drinkwitz, 17%. Iowa State's Matt Campbell, 14%.
First of all, a lot of those names, I'm like, really? Mm-hmm. Those are for Penn State's job?
Yep.
So if you believe that. If you believe that that's the reporting, that Jeff Brohm, the former Purdue coach.
Yep.
and current Louisville coach, that he is the front runner, and that these other names are also Rans, and that in Brian Hartline, the offensive coordinator at Ohio State, who has never been a head coach, and for all intents and purposes, he's a heck of a wide receivers coach, but you know what? I don't know if there's anything else that leads you to believe he's going to be a great coach.
Hartline is, I mean, he's their OC this year, right? This is his first year.
He's intriguing, but not. But he hasn't coached. So I'm. What my point, I guess, is going to be: is Penn State a great job?
I would think so.
I would think so too. And yet, you're talking about
you're underwhelmed by this group of candidates.
Completely underwhelmed.
Who does the governor want to be the head coach?
I was about to say, we haven't heard from the Pennsylvania governor.
John Shapiro, is that the governor?
Yeah, I don't know why Matt Rhule was like, I feel like Nebraska, you didn't need to do that, right? Like, why did they? I know there was the rumors and connections, but that doesn't mean that he's going to go there. Or
Matt Rhule's going to breathe in. Woo! I'm staying for a little bit. All right. How about you, Patrick? I mean, Dylan.
Yeah, Rhule might want to cosplay Andy Reid to keep it.
We want to gain some weight and grow a mustache.
The other thing I saw is this, and this is really interesting. A U.S. congressman from Washington named Michael Baumgartner has introduced a bill that would provide a limited antitrust exemption to cap college football coaching salaries. The cap, as a condition of participating in federal student aid programs, institutions agree to limit total compensation for any athletic department employee to 10 times the institution's tuition and required fees for first-time, full-time undergraduate students. In the most recent year, no loopholes. So if you take federal money at your university, they want to say you can't spend more than 10 times what tuition is. Now, is that in-state? Is that out-of-state? I mean, it makes a huge difference, but let's just go with a number. The $70,000 tuition with, you know, and fees and boarding, you know, room and board and all that. That would cap coaches' salaries at $700,000. And what it is a reaction to all of the wasted money.
What was
money.
The percentage?
It's 10%. So if it's $70,000 to go to school there, the most athletic department employee can make is $700,000. Because they see it as a direct wasting of money for institutions that are supported by federal funds. All that does is send all the good coaches to private schools, right?
Yeah, I'm going to need Congress to stay the hell out of affairs with the NCAA right now until they get back to work themselves.
Mm. Valid.
Just shut up. Mm-hmm. And how about you get
way
the
more important things need to be taken care of?
Let's take care of getting people back to work and doing their jobs and swearing in people, and let's work on, you know, healthcare and all bigger, these other things. Issues. There are so many bigger issues. I get really, really annoyed when they start dipping their toe in. You know, like they say, hey, we want to talk to Andrew Silver. Shut up. Not yet. You can talk to him at some point, but not right now. The NBA, because of the gambling stuff. You have no business talking to anybody right now other than each other and figuring out what's best for the country. So stay out of it.
Now.
And this idea is preposterous. Absolutely preposterous.
You don't like it?
No. No.
I got to tell
and
you.
Not, and particularly not when the government is indiscriminately deciding to pull funding from universities, too. No.
True. You know what's amazing, though? It's amazing. Everybody is saying in college athletics that there's going to be a recoil effect, that we won't see contracts and buyouts like this in the future. But this reminds me, it reminds me so much of Major League Baseball, where when you're in a bidding war for a candidate, a hot candidate, you can't tell people, you can't say that people aren't going to keep bidding. They're just going to keep handing out these contracts. I think it's a complete fairy tale that there'll be a recoil. They're going to stop doing these contracts. I don't believe that at all. 248-539-9797. Josh and Warren. Hi, Josh.
Hey, guys. Hey. Well, I kind of disagree with that, Doug, because I think it's going to be like the old NFL rookie cap where, remember when rookies would come in making $100 million, never playing a snap, and then the NFL was like, no, we're changing that. And I think that's what's going to happen with college with these coaches is they're going to end up putting a cap on these coaches, or they're only going to sign them to probably 1 or 2 year deals. Because you look at Jonathan Smith's situation, he just signed a contract and they already want to get rid of him. So why are schools going to start signing long-term deals in the future when it's win now, when we can go buy a player or buy players and move on from a coach? You know,
well, there's a lot there, Josh. Obviously, the difference between a player that's drafted is they're not being bid upon. Coaches are being bid upon by different institutions. A player that's drafted has one team that they can negotiate with. So the league could put a rookie salary cap in place because they weren't limiting the bidding for somebody who is an open employee. Coach is. But you do bring up something that I wonder what institution's going to say to hell with the coach. We don't even care. All of our money's going to players. We'll just go higher. We'll bump up the credit system.
UCLA did. I mean, they fired their coach, and then they got this wonder kid that everybody loves. And you know, are you going to go like the McVay route where you're getting these young guys, or, you know, on these short, you can get them cheaper, and then maybe in the future they get paid if they do something? I just feel it's going to be a big, big recoil, and you're not going to get paid for what you're going to do. You might get paid in the future if you win, because I feel like Brian Kelly making all this money. What did Brian Kelly honestly win to deserve that money? Outside of making it to games, but then got embarrassed.
He made it to the college football playoff twice.
I mean, he built up his resume to the point where it was good enough for some university to come and give him a ridiculous amount of money. Same thing with James Franklin. And it happens. I mean, you're worth what you're getting paid, right? Or what somebody's willing to pay for.
Some school is going to just bump up a GA to head coach and pour millions into their roster and see if that works.
Well, in the UCLA situation, it doesn't even matter because UCLA is going to hire a coach, and the coach is going to make like at least $5 million a year.
Carson Anderson, 97. Okay, Gator. I want to see how much you want this free agent.
Okay.
Said you want him. This guy Gator coveted. How much do you want him? We'll get to that today at 12:50.
Oh.
Yep. First, Dan Campbell.
Oh, 3 minutes. Okay.
Yeah. Jameson Williams has been a hot topic this week, it seems, amongst the callers and the listeners. It sounds as though he's going to get more opportunities moving forward. It's hard. It's so hard when you're the Lions and you got so many weapons and you're putting up 30 points a game, but you also want to maximize your assets to get the most out of them. The topic came up with Dan Campbell. Here's what he had to say to our morning show yesterday about Jameson's role on this team moving forward. Colton Pouncey just tweeted out at this hour that Lions offensive coordinator John Morton says he had conversations with Jameson Williams about getting him the ball more. Said he understands if J-Mo was pissed at him, but said J-Mo has been great about the lack of opportunities. Morton, quote, I'm going to do a better job with that. What do you make of that?
I think it's interesting. It's acknowledging that they've got this weapon that they just haven't utilized a ton of. But as we talked over with Jared Goff, we start looking at numbers and things like that, and number of plays called and all that. I think a lot of it has to do with, and then you bring up their 22nd and third down conversions. They need to pick up first down so they have more plays.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you can take more chances with a guy like J-Mo. But I think people automatically think of Jameson Williams as being this deep threat because he is, because of his speed. And not enough of just as part of the regular offense and crossing passes, this guy can take it to the house every time he touches the football. Yes, they need to get him the ball more. I agree with it. But I think that the number one thing that they have to do as an offense in general is just have more plays. Because they're not, I would imagine their number of plays run is down significantly, I would guess, just based on Goff passing plays. He's averaged less than 30 passes per game outside the first game of the year. They threw it 39 in the first game, and I don't know if they've thrown it 30 times since.
It's really interesting. I hadn't looked at that till you brought it up. Number of plays, when you have either quick strikes or low possession games, which typically aren't quick strikes. Typically, that's because you're running the ball well. You end up with this your number of plays you get to run is down, and a lot of people aren't, you know, getting to put up big numbers. All that's irrelevant if you're winning, right? All of it's irrelevant if you're winning.
It becomes certainly, I don't know if it's irrelevant. It's less relevant for sure.
Yeah.
But it becomes relevant with some people, but J-Mo hasn't complained.
No.
But it becomes relevant in Philadelphia. Hey, they're winning games, but boy, you know, their receiver isn't happy about it. He wants to be more involved, and he's been vocal about it. So I think it has a relevance. I'm not sure if it's not irrelevant.
I used to do this where I get wrapped up in that stuff and lose sight of the winning.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're supposed to win the games. That's what matters. These are things that help you win, but don't call plays to prove a point. I think if you're calling plays to prove a point, you end up losing 13-10 to an underdog Michigan team in Columbus last November. But
you don't want to force anything, but I think we can all agree with that Bucks game. They left a lot of points on the board, it seemed like. And that might be, the answer might be,
oh yeah,
get Jameson Williams the ball more. They're having issues. Like, you want more plays, Gator, and I agree. They're low on plays. They're like bottom third in the league in plays. Convert those third downs, and maybe Jameson Williams is that third down guy. You know, I mean, years past it was Tim Patrick or Josh Reynolds. Maybe it's Jameson Williams this year. When it's third and intermediate or whatever, get him the ball and move the chains.
Okay, Gator asked, how much do you want this guy? Jim Bowden came out with his list of free agents and contract predictions. Did you see this?
I did not.
Okay. This is a player you've been talking about forever, and he lists as the number one guy out there.
Kyle Tucker.
Yep. Do you want Kyle Tucker?
Yes, I want Kyle Tucker.
Do you want Kyle Tucker at 10 years, $427 million?
No. No, I don't. He's 28 right now, and I don't think he's a $40 million a year player. I don't. You look at his numbers in his career, and I really like Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker has never hit more than 30 home runs in a season. He has 2 years in his career where he's driven in more than 100 runs. This past year, playing in Chicago with the Cubs, 22 homers, 73 RBIs and hitting .266, 841 OPS. He's a really good player, and he's a career .865 OPS. That's really good. But the $40 million a year player threshold, to me, that's like guys that have high 800s or in the 900 OPS. Guys are going to hit 40 home runs. Guys are going to drive in 100 runs every year. That's where that's relevant to that number. That's that number is ridiculous. And I don't think that Kyle Tucker is going to get a 10-year, $425 million contract.
127.
Worse, yeah.
Okay, you don't think he's going to get that?
No.
The Dodgers and Yankees are still out there.
Uh-huh.
The Mets are still out there.
Sure. Yeah.
Why do you think Jim Bowden came up with this number then?
I don't know. I don't know why Jim Bowden comes up with a number. Jim Bowden has floated a lot of things out there over the years. I think he's entertaining. I think he's got some insight. But I also think that sometimes you just throw stuff up against the wall and see if it sticks. And this might be one of those things. I mean,
it's pretty detailed.
Yeah, but can you see paying a player a 10-year contract over $40 million a year for somebody who really isn't? I mean, he's,
you know,
productive.
What he is? He's just the next guy up as everything goes up. And
yeah,
he'd be getting paid more than Aaron Judge, and I would rather have Aaron Judge than Kyle Tucker. But
that's a whole different. But yeah,
but that's
what Judge will get.
It doesn't matter because it's the next year, and the price of players goes. I was wondering how much you loved Kyle Tucker, and now I know not that much.
No, I think he's a $30 million a year player. I don't think he's a $40 million player. And do I love him for 10 years? Absolutely not. I don't like 10-year contracts for anybody unless they're in the early 20s.
Yeah, at 28, I mean, you get the sense that this is one of those contracts that you sign it knowing that the last few years are going to be painful, but you sign it for the here and the now. The number two player is another bat, left-handed bat, who had 56 home runs this year, and one of the potential landing spots is considered to be the Detroit Tigers team with the best fit.
For Kyle Schwarber?
Yep. Do you want Kyle Schwarber for 5 years and $160 million?
So that's 31 a year? Or
32.
32 a year, whatever the heck that is. That's a lot more intriguing to me than...
he's just a DH.
Yeah. He is just a DH, but he's a very productive DH. Here's what he's done over the last 4 years, starting in 2022. 46 homers, 47 homers, 38 homers, and this year with 56. The last 4 years, RBI totals, 94, 104, 104, 132. His OPS, 827, 817, 851, 928. His strikeout totals, 200, 215, 197, 197. But he's a guy that gets on base over 100 points higher than his batting average in his career, and has come up with monster home runs, big left-handed stick. And I know there are some metrics that show that it's because the ballpark that he hit in that he hit so many home runs, that if he were at Comerica Park, it wouldn't be near that total of the 56. But he's still north of 40. And for a guy who's 32 years old, how many years did you say this deal would be?
5 years.
I'm interested. It limits you what you can do. I mean, can Schwarber play any kind of first base in a pinch? Would they need that? You know, looking at his fielding throughout his career, he's played a bunch of games in the outfield in his career, and he's only played 11 games at first base. So I think his days in the outfield are done. So he's a full-time DH. That limits you with what you do with, like, Kerry Carpenter, or if you get an extra outfielder or whatever you're going to look at there. But there's no questioning that production. It's massive.
It is. And of the teams listed that could be going after and best fits, Phillies, Mets, Tigers. Now, are they on this list because everybody sees that they have money to spend? And
no, they're also a very good baseball
team. They are a good baseball team.
Does he have Pete Alonso on the list?
He does. He's the number three free agent.
For the Tigers?
He's not.
Okay.
Mets, Phillies, Red Sox, Mariners, Rangers, 6 years, 182.
So another $30 million a year guy who has put up massive home run totals throughout his career.
Mm-hmm.
He's 30 years old, and in the 7 years he's played, that's 264 home runs in 7 years. He's been great. Another high strikeout guy, but not as high as Schwarber. But there's some inconsistencies there. But he does play first base. He's right-handed. With for all those people clamoring for that right-handed bat, there it is.
People are clamoring for less strikeouts, though.
Yeah, less strikeouts. And looking at his on-base percentage, it's 90 points over his career, 90 points over his batting average, which is good. Not great, but good. Solid. Would I rather have Alonso or would I rather have Schwarber? Schwarber seems like more intriguing to me. But I don't know. I kind of like both of them. I'm not sure the Tigers should go after either one of them, though.
Right. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.